Prostitute or whore.
Ele foi visto a sair com uma rameira naquela rua.
He was seen leaving with a prostitute on that street.
Putanheiro.
Womanizer.
Ele é conhecido na cidade como um putanheiro que nunca fica com a mesma mulher por muito tempo.
He is known in the town as a womanizer who never stays with the same woman for long.
Libertino.
Literal libertine.
Os seus comportamentos escandalosos fizeram com que ele fosse considerado um libertino.
His scandalous behaviors made him be considered a libertine.
Assanhada.
Flirtatious or lustful.
Durante a festa, ela ficou assanhada e começou a flertar com todos os homens.
During the party, she became flirtatious and started flirting with all the men.
Casa de alterne.
Brothel.
A polícia fechou uma casa de alterne na cidade.
The police shut down a brothel in the city.
Casa de tias.
Literal aunt's house, brothel or house of ill repute.
Ele disse que foi à casa de tias com os amigos.
He said he went to the brothel with his friends.
Cabra.
Literal female goat, bitch.
Ninguém confia nela porque ela é uma cabra.
No one trusts her because she's a bitch.
Cabrão.
Bastard.
Ele traiu os amigos e ainda se gabou disso. Que cabrão.
He betrayed his friends and even bragged about it. What a bastard.
Canhão.
Literal cannon, vulgar woman, eyesore or adulteress.
Ela é um verdadeiro canhão, ninguém quer sair com ela.
She's a real eyesore, no one wants to go out with her.
Curta.
A softened version of puta. Literal short, slut or whore.
Aquela rapariga é uma curta, anda sempre com qualquer um.
That girl is a slut, she's always with anyone.
Maria Rapaz.
Tomboy.
Ela é uma verdadeira Maria Rapaz, adora jogar futebol.
She's a real tomboy, she loves playing soccer. Expressions of sexual orientation and identity.
Lésbica.
Lesbian.
Ela revelou à família que é lésbica.
She revealed to her family that she is a lesbian.
Larilas.
Effeminate or homosexual.
Ele é constantemente gozado por ser larilas.
He's constantly teased for being effeminate.
Gay. Ele assumiu que é gay.
He came out as gay.
Maricas.
Sissy.
Os colegas de turma chamavam-lhe maricas por ele ser afeminado.
His classmates called him a sissy because he was effeminate.
Panasca.
Homosexual man or fag.
Ele foi chamado de panasca na escola, mas não deixou que isso o afetasse.
He was called a fag at school, but he didn't let it affect him.
Bicha.
Gay man.
Ele revelou que é bicha aos seus amigos mais próximos.
He revealed that he is gay to his closest friends. In Portugal, the word
bicha
can also refer to a line or queue of people, such as the queue at a supermarket checkout. It is another term for
fila. Biscoito.
Literal biscuit, bisexual.
Ele disse aos amigos que é biscoito.
He told his friends that he is bisexual.
Fufa.
Lesbian.
Ela revelou aos amigos que é fufa.
She revealed to her friends that she is a lesbian.
Levar na anilha.
To have anal sex.
Ele confessou aos amigos que gosta de levar na anilha.
He confessed to his friends that he enjoys having anal sex.
Levar na bilha.
To have anal sex.
Ele admitiu que gosta de levar na bilha.
He admitted that he enjoys having anal sex.
Ir ao cu.
To have anal sex.
Ele disse que gosta de ir ao cu do parceiro.
He said he enjoys having anal sex with his partner.
Dar o cu.
To have anal sex as the passive participant.
Ela admitiu que já deu o cu uma vez.
She admitted that she has had anal sex once.
Abafar a palhinha.
Literal to muffle the straw, to be homosexual.
Ele revelou aos amigos mais próximos que abafa a palhinha.
He revealed to his closest friends that he is homosexual.
Bater pratos.
Literal to hit plates. To engage in lesbian sexual activity.
Ela revelou à amiga que gosta de bater pratos.
She revealed to her friend that she likes engaging in lesbian sexual activity. Infidelity and betrayal, the language of cheating.
Pular a cerca.
Literal to jump over the fence, to cheat or to have an affair.
Descobri que ele estava a pular a cerca com a vizinha.
I found out he was having an affair with a neighbor.
Pôr os palitos.
Literal to put the toothpicks, To cheat on someone with whom one is in a romantic relationship.
Descobri que ele andava a pôr-lhe os palitos com a colega de trabalho.
I found out that he was cheating on her with a coworker.
Cornos.
Literal horns, being cuckolded.
Ele anda com uns cornos enormes.
He's walking around being cuckolded.
Pôr os cornos.
Literal to put the horns, to cheat or to betray.
Ele nunca imaginou que ela lhe pudesse pôr os cornos.
He never imagined that she could betray him.
Corno manso.
Meek cuckold.
Ele é corno manso, sabe que ela o trai mas não faz nada.
He's a meek cuckold, he knows she cheats on him but does nothing.
Mijar fora do penico.
Literal to pee outside the potty, to commit adultery or to mess up.
Ele acabou por mijar fora do penico e perdeu a confiança da esposa.
He ended up committing adultery and lost his wife's trust.
Perder-se por saias.
To be led astray by women.
Ele perdeu-se por saias e acabou por se meter em problemas.
He was led astray by women and ended up getting into trouble.
Levar com os pés.
Literal to be hit with the feet, to be rejected or dumped.
Depois de anos de relacionamento, ela acabou por lhe dar com os pés.
After years of being together, she ended up dumping him.
Pôr os patins.
To break up with someone.
Depois de descobrir a traição, ela decidiu pôr-lhe os patins.
After discovering the betrayal, she decided to break up with him.
Levar pontapé no cu.
Literal to get a kick in the butt, to be rejected or turned down.
Ele tentou reconciliar-se com a ex-namorada, mas acabou por levar pontapé no cu.
He tried to reconcile with his ex-girlfriend, but ended up getting turned down.
Levar tampa.
To be rejected or to be dumped.
Ele levou tampa da rapariga que gostava.
He got rejected by the girl he liked.
Quando não quer, dois não dançam.
Literal when one doesn't want, two don't dance, it takes two to tango.
Ele queria continuar o relacionamento, mas ela não estava interessada. Quando não quer, dois não dançam.
He wanted to continue the relationship, but she wasn't interested. It takes two to tango. When desire heats up.
Andar a ruela.
To have sexual relations with a specific woman.
Toda a gente sabe que ele anda a ruela há meses.
Everyone knows that he's been having sex with her for months.
Até a barraca abana.
Literal even the shack shakes, to have vigorous or intense sexual activity.
Até a barraca abana, quando eles vão para o quarto.
Even the shack shakes when they go to the bedroom.
Até vais guinchar.
Literal you'll even squeal, you'll scream with pleasure.
Ele sussurrou-lhe ao ouvido, hoje à noite, até vais guinchar.
He whispered in her ear, tonight, you'll scream with pleasure.
Até vais guinchar.
Is a playful and somewhat provocative Portuguese expression used to boast about an expected intense sexual experience. The phrase suggests that the experience will be so intense or pleasurable that it will make the person squeal or scream. It reflects a sense of confidence and anticipation in the context of sexual interactions.
A caínça.
To be in heat, referring to a sexual state of arousal or eagerness.
Ela anda a caínça desde que conheceu aquele rapaz.
She's been in heat ever since she met that guy.
Estar com o cio.
To be in heat.
Durante as férias, ela estava sempre com o cio.
During the holidays, she was always in heat.
Andar à cria.
To be in heat.
Desde que conheceu aquele rapaz, ela anda à cria todos os dias.
Ever since she met that guy, she has been in heat every day.
Estar com tesão.
Literal to be horny.
Ele disse à namorada que estava com tesão.
He told his girlfriend that he was horny.
Tusa.
Excitement or sexual desire.
Depois de algumas bebidas, ele estava cheio de tusa e não conseguia parar de flertar.
After a few drinks, he was full of sexual desire and couldn't stop flirting. Shadows of the night.
Fudilhão.
Literal big fucker, sex addict.
Ele tem a reputação de ser fudilhão.
He has a reputation for being a sex addict.
Chulo.
Pimp.
Ele chulo, está sempre a explorar as mulheres.
He is a pimp, always exploiting women.
Proxeneta.
Pimp.
O proxeneta controlava várias mulheres no bairro.
The pimp controlled several women in the neighborhood.
Biscate.
Literal odd job, extramarital affair.
Ela descobriu que o marido tinha biscate há anos.
She discovered that her husband had been having an affair for years.
Prostituta.
Prostitute.
Ela trabalha como prostituta para sustentar a família.
She works as a prostitute to support her family.
Putedo.
Whorehouse.
Há rumores de que há um putedo escondido na periferia da cidade.
There are rumors of a hidden whorehouse on the outskirts of the city.
Estar muito gasta.
To be past one's prime.
Ela já teve tantos relacionamentos que agora dizem que está muito gasta.
She has had so many relationships that they say she is past her prime now.
Estar muito batida.
To be past one's prime.
Depois de tantos relacionamentos, dizem que ela está muito batida.
After so many relationships, they say she is past her prime.
Perna ao léu.
Showing legs.
Ela estava sempre de perna ao léu, atraindo olhares por onde passava.
She was always showing her legs, drawing attention wherever she went.
Perna aberta.
Literal open leg, loose or easy.
Ela está sempre de perna aberta para o namorado, sem nunca estabelecer limites.
She is always loose with her boyfriend, never setting any boundaries.
Abrir as pernas, estar de pernas abertas para.
Literal to open the legs, to be with legs open for, to be permissive or always available for someone.
Ela estava sempre de pernas abertas para ele.
She was always available for him. These expressions in Portuguese suggest a person is very permissive or sexually available, often with a negative connotation. They are similar to being easy in English but may carry different cultural nuances. Use them with caution due to their potentially judgmental nature. Navigating street talk and sexual terms.
De mão em mão.
From hand to hand.
Ela tem fama de andar de mão em mão nos relacionamentos.
She has a reputation for being passed around in relationships.
Andar a dá-la.
Giving it away.
Dizem que ela anda a dá-la pelas ruas à noite.
They say she is giving it away on the streets at night.
Minete.
Cunnilingus.
Alguns homens gostam de fazer minete às parceiras.
Some men enjoy performing cunnilingus on their partners.
Putas e vinho verde.
Literal whores and green wine, sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Ele gasta todo o seu dinheiro em festas, é só putas e vinho verde.
He spends all his money on parties, it's all sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This expression is used to describe a lifestyle of hedonism or indulgence, often used humorously or ironically. It implies a colloquial term for living recklessly or carefree.
Andar a seco.
Literal to walk dry, to go without sex for a long time.
Ele tem andado a seco desde que terminou com a namorada.
He has been going without sex since he broke up with his girlfriend.
Teias de aranha.
Literal spider webs, getting cobwebs, a woman who hasn't had sex for a long time.
Ela brincou ao dizer que já tem teias de aranha, por estar sem namorado há anos.
She joked about already having cobwebs because she hasn't had a boyfriend for years.
Carvalho.
Softer version of.
Caralho.
Literal oak, heck or darn.
Ah, que carvalho. Perdi o meu comboio.
Darn it. I missed my train.
Chupar.
Literal to suck.
Durante o encontro, ela disse que adorava chupá-lo.
During the date, she said she loved to suck him.
Tocar gaita de beiços.
Literal to play the harmonica, to perform oral sex.
Ela confessou que gosta de tocar gaita de beiços.
She confessed that she likes performing oral sex.
É muita areia para a tua caminhoneta.
Literal too much sand for your truck, too much for you to handle.
Sabes, acho que estou apaixonado pela Sarah. Ela é tão inteligente e bonita.
You know, I think I'm in love with Sarah. She is so intelligent and beautiful.
A Sarah. Tens a certeza? Ela é muita areia para a tua caminhoneta.
Sarah, are you sure? She's too much for you to handle.
Dar um tempo.
To take a break or to pause.
Eles decidiram dar um tempo no relacionamento para resolverem os seus problemas pessoais.
They decided to take a break in their relationship to sort out their personal issues. Male sexual organ. This table presents a collection of popular terms used in Portuguese from Portugal to refer to the male sexual organ. Each term is accompanied by its pronunciation and a literal or equivalent translation in English. These terms range from colloquial slang to more vulgar expressions, reflecting different levels of formality and usage in various contexts.
Pênis,
literal penis,
pila,
penis, slang,
pirilau,
dick, vulgar,
minhoca,
penis, slang,
pichota,
penis, slang,
trombinha,
penis, slang,
gaita,
penis, slang,
verga,
penis, vulgar,
vergalho,
penis, vulgar,
salsicha,
literal sausage, metaphorical,
alheira com bigode,
literal sausage with mustache, very specific and playful,
picha,
dick, vulgar,
pincel,
literal paintbrush, metaphorical,
pisa,
dick, vulgar,
flauta,
literal flute, metaphorical. Example sentence.
Pirilau.
Dick.
Ele levou um pontapé no pirilau e ficou a contorcer-se de dor.
He got kicked in the dick and was writhing in pain. Puns and temptation. The world of balls and pipes.
Tocar ao pífaro.
To jerk off or to masturbate.
Ele foi apanhado a tocar ao pífaro.
He was caught masturbating.
De pau feito.
With a hard on or with an erection.
Ele apareceu de pau feito na festa.
He showed up with a hard on at the party.
Bufar a gaita.
Literal blow the pipe, blow job or oral sex.
Ela não tem problemas em bufar a gaita.
She has no problem giving blow jobs.
Bater uma.
To masturbate or to jerk off.
Ele foi apanhado a bater uma.
He was caught jerking off.
Jogar bilhar de bolso.
Literal to play pocket billiards, to masturbate.
Deixa de jogar bilhar de bolso e vai estudar.
Stop jerking off and go study.
Andar à Segóvia.
To masturbate.
Ele foi apanhado a andar à Segóvia no quarto.
He was caught masturbating in the room.
Punheta.
Masturbation.
Ele foi apanhado a fazer uma punheta na casa de banho.
He was caught masturbating in the bathroom.
Acordar de tenda armada.
To wake up with a hard-on.
Ele sempre acorda de tenda armada.
He always wakes up with a hard-on.
Pôr em pé.
Literal to put upright, to get an erection.
Ela conseguiu colocá-lo em pé.
She managed to get him erect.
Colhões.
Balls or testicles.
Ele levou uma pancada nos colhões e caiu ao chão.
He got hit in the balls and fell to the ground.
Quilhões.
Gonads or balls.
Ele levou uma pancada nos quilhões.
He took a hit to the gonads.
Tomates.
Literal tomatoes, balls.
Ele tem coragem, precisa de ter tomates para enfrentar essa situação.
He has guts, you need to have balls to face that situation.
Tintins.
Balls.
O gato deu uma patada nos tintins do dono.
The cat swiped at the owner's balls.
Andar a coçá-los.
Literal walking around scratching them, not doing anything useful.
Em vez de ajudar com as tarefas, ele ficava o dia todo a coçá-los.
Instead of helping with the chores, he spent the whole day not doing anything useful. Here.
Coçá-los.
Refers to scratching the balls.
A coçar os tomates.
Literal scratching the tomatoes, not doing anything useful.
Enquanto todos trabalhavam, ele estava apenas a coçar os tomates.
While everyone else was working, he wasn't doing anything useful. Here.
Tomates.
Refers to balls.
Tê-los no sítio.
Literal to have them in the place, to have guts or to be brave.
Só quem os tem no sítio é que consegue enfrentar o chefe assim.
Only those who have guts can confront the boss like that.
Tê-los no sítio.
Refers to having courage and is a colloquial expression that refers to balls.
Desenferrujar o prego.
Literal to remove rust from the nail, to have sexual intercourse.
Depois de tanto tempo sem namorar, ele finalmente desenferrujou o prego.
After so long without dating, he finally had sex.
Amolar a ferramenta.
Literal to sharpen the tool, to have sex.
Depois de flertarem a noite toda, ele conseguiu amolar a ferramenta.
After flirting all night, he managed to have sex.
É dos carecas que elas gostam mais.
Literal, it's the bald ones that they like the most.
Ele ficou preocupado com a queda de cabelo, mas os amigos tranquilizaram-no dizendo, é dos carecas que elas gostam mais.
He was worried about losing his hair, but his friends reassured him by saying, it's the bald ones that they like the most.
É dos carecas que elas gostam mais.
Is an expression that refers to the male sexual organ, but it is usually associated with bald men. Female sexual organ. This table presents Portuguese terms for female genitalia, including slang, vulgar, and euphemistic expressions. It provides the term, pronunciation, and English translation, offering insight into the cultural and linguistic nuances of these words.
Bacalhau.
Literal codfish, vulgar.
Cona.
Cunt, vulgar.
Carica.
Pussy, slang.
Grelo.
Clitoris, vulgar.
Greta.
Slit, vulgar.
Mexilhão.
Literal mussel, metaphorical.
Ostra.
Literal oyster, metaphorical.
Pachacha.
Pussy, slang.
Parreca.
Pussy, vulgar.
Passarinha.
Literal little bird, slang.
Patareca.
Pussy, vulgar.
Periquita.
Literal little parakeet, pussy, vulgar.
Pipi.
Pussy, vulgar.
Pito.
Pussy, vulgar.
Pombinha.
Literal little dove, pussy, slang.
Rata.
Literal rat, metaphorical.
Racha.
Split, vulgar.
Vagina.
Literal vagina.
Xana.
Vagina or vulva, slang. Example sentence.
Periquita.
Pussy.
Ele andou a noite toda atrás de uma periquita.
He spent the whole night chasing after some pussy. The peanut parade, love, lust, and singlehood shenanigans.
Amendoim.
Literal peanut, clitoris.
Ele nem sabia onde ficava o amendoim.
He didn't even know where the clitoris was.
Cona aos pulos.
Literal pussy jumping, to be horny.
Ela estava com a cona aos pulos quando o viu.
She was horny when she saw him.
Ter a cona aos saltos.
Literal to have the pussy jumping, to be horny.
Ela tem a cona aos saltos desde que o viu.
She's been horny since she saw him.
Estar com o pito aos saltos.
To be horny.
Ela disse que estava com o pito aos saltos depois de ver aquele filme.
She said she was horny after watching that movie.
Febres da pita.
Literal chicks fevers, vaginal heat.
Ela disse que fica com febres da pita sempre que o vê.
She said she gets vaginal heat every time she sees him.
Estar com a chica.
Literal to be with the chica, to be on one's period or to be menstruating.
Ela está com a chica e não pode ir à praia.
She's on her period and can't go to the beach.
O Benfica está a jogar em casa.
Literal Benfica is playing at home.
Desculpa, não posso ir ao ginásio hoje. O Benfica está a jogar em casa.
Sorry, I can't go to the gym today. Benfica is playing at home. This expression is a euphemism to refer to a woman's menstrual period. Playing at home is a metaphor for the menstrual cycle, indicating that the woman is menstruating. Additionally, the red color associated with Benfica, a soccer club, may contribute to the association of the expression with the menstrual period.
Ficar para tia.
Literal to stay as an aunt, to remain unmarried.
Ela não se preocupa com a pressão social, prefere ficar para tia e focar-se na sua carreira.
She doesn't worry about social pressure. She prefers to remain unmarried and focus on her career.
Solteirona.
Old maid or spinster.
Ela é uma solteirona, nunca se casou.
She's an old maid, never got married.
Encalhada.
Literal stranded, left on the shelf, not married.
Ela tem medo de ficar encalhada e nunca encontrar um marido.
She's afraid of being left on the shelf and never finding a husband.